Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Grant, he's Danny, this is The Fan, we're on Twitter.
At Funny Danny and at Grant H. Paulson, where people are tweeting us, insisting that somehow Kirk Cousins is not a good guy because he's not taking the stupid lowball offer from the Redskins, and John Wall is because he took the maximum allowed. It is dumb to compare the two things. Please stop doing it, and thank you.
Kyrie Irving wants out of Cleveland. Where did this come from? I did not see this one coming.
You shouldn't. You shouldn't have seen it coming.
So Friday night, I'm sitting there, and it flashes across ESPN that Kyrie Irving has told the Cleveland Cavaliers he wants to be traded. LeBron James was reportedly surprised, didn't know that this was coming, and was disappointed. His trade demand, basically evidence that what we presumed was a marriage souring with the players in the front office in Cleveland is actually worse than we had thought, is not probably going to end up with him being traded, I wouldn't think, because he doesn't really have any leverage to get out of there at this point. But I do think if the Cavs decided to move Kyrie Irving, they'd get a really good package back for him.
Yeah, he's on one of the old contracts, like the John Wall sort of pay scale before he got himself $170 million and the salary cap exploded. This is a guy, 25 years old, just had a career year, healthy season for a team that's probably the second best in all of the NBA. You would get a really good deal back. He's going to opt out after, not this year, but the following. And he's in a kind of a similar situation to what Paul George was in, that some of these other guys. You could get a nice haul back for Kyrie Irving, kind of reboot to try to compete, ultimately, with the Golden State Warriors.
But you would have gotten a lot better haul back before the draft if he would have done this.
Yeah.
Here's what I didn't know, though, until I started watching all the coverage on this. He asked for the trade on July 7th.
July the 7th.
How did that story not come out for 2 weeks?
Amazing, huh?
In today's sports world, with reporting done, basically what had to have happened is when he sat down with Dan Gilbert, who is a fairly unpopular ownership figure in Cleveland, I'm guessing Gilbert didn't tell anybody initially because that kind of thing leaks. I'll bet you LeBron didn't even know for a little while because, you know, LeBron's got enough reporters in his cell phone where he would have said something. But on July 7th, Irving walked into a sit-down, which was a planned meeting with Dan Gilbert, and he asked to be traded. He told him at that time he preferred to be one of four teams' new employee, that there were only four clubs he wanted to be traded to. Those teams were the Minnesota Timberwolves, who have great young talent and are on the rise.
Mm-hmm.
San Antonio Spurs, a perennial powerhouse.
Yeah.
Probably the second best team in the West other than Golden State over the last couple seasons. The Miami Heat, who are up and coming in the East, and the New York Knicks. The Knicks, who of course aren't good, but he's a New Jersey area kid where he grew up trying to work on his one-on-one moves in his driveway and probably would get a lot of joy out of helping return the Knicks to respectability. They've also got a unicorn in Kristaps Porzingis he could play with. They could flip Melo for a package back that might get them a decent third fiddle player with Kyrie Irving and Kristaps Porzingis. So there's a lot to chew on here. A couple of things. First of all, this is a guy to me who is tired of being the Robin to someone's Batman.
Yes.
And wants the greener grass of going somewhere and being a 28-point-a-game guy on a bad team, basically. Or it doesn't have to be a bad team. He could go to San Antonio, I guess, and he could play with, again, a really good group of players and another superstar in Kawhi Leonard. But he still gets to have the ball in his hands more, still gets to take more shots, still gets to score more. If he went to the Knicks, though, you would be turning down the chance to get to the finals for the next 4 years, maybe, to go play for New York to score 28 points in an empty vacuum, Kevin Love in Minnesota style, where it doesn't matter.
What a loser. What a loser. I that's all I can think about. The need to be the best player on a crappy team. Now, the Spurs thing kind of throws cold water on that, of course, but good luck getting the assets together to make that deal happen. But the idea, the initial thing that I saw, by the way, is we wanted to go to Chicago to play with Jimmy Butler. That was the initial report from July 7th. But that, of course, changes. Butler changed teams as well. This is, you can go be Rudy Gay and play, you know, score 25 a game. It would be O.J. Mayo for some of these bad teams over the years. or you can be the second best player on a team that has a chance to win a title. You can be the Pippen. But in his mind, because he's probably surrounded by people telling him that you're the best, don't live in LeBron's shadow. Don't be a guy that sacrifices for the greater good. Go get yours. Go score your buckets. Go get your points and be the one-on-one ball-stopping selfish jerk that shoots, you know, 30 times a night and gets his 30 points for a team that's going to win 35 games. Enjoy that. If I was Cleveland, I would say good riddance, because I've got to kill so many birds with so many stones.
They're a worse team without him, and they may not get back to the finals without him, and they definitely can't be Golden State without him.
In the immediate future, yes. But,
you're going to lose LeBron after this year, maybe.
Well, this is how you keep him. You get that haul back, because LeBron is doing something smart. Because he's so big and powerful, LeBron basically is their de facto GM. Not even de facto. He's basically the GM.
I was going to say, take out de facto. LeBron runs that team.
Telling him what to do. So he holds the threat of opting out and leaving again over their heads with every action that they take. He's got more leverage.
So how do they
sports.
Keep him? They basically handpicks the package they get back?
He's already bitching and moaning about, hey, we're not doing enough to stop Golden State to get on their level. Again, mostly LeBron's fault because they insist on paying Tristan Thompson at LeBron's insistence because they have the same agent. So you work a deal now. You maybe have to reboot a little bit and reinvent your team. I don't know exactly what it would be at this stage because so there's no draft picks to be done.
You trade Kyrie and you get what back?
Again, at this stage, I don't know. I don't know who, because I don't know if you have to comply with Kyrie's requests. I don't know if you're going to the Suns. I don't know who's on the table at this point. But you could get a nice haul back that may fit Cleveland better.
And I don't know if you know the answer to this because you just alluded to it, but he gave the teams he'd be willing to go to. It doesn't make sense that a guy of his stature would have a no-trade clause. Does he have a no-trade?
I don't believe he does.
So he basically said, here are the teams I want you to trade me to. So what? Who you want to be traded to.
Right.
Unless that's contractually obligated, that I can't move you other than to these select few teams because you've got this Major League Baseball-esque no-trade clause.
Right. I don't think
kick
he does
all the
have
rocks.
That.
If I want to trade you to the Brooklyn Nets and I can get the package back I need, then I'm going to do that. So here is my one take on this, and we can take some calls on this. I don't take the same tone as you do. When you say he's a loser, I can't believe this, he's a jerk, whatever, I understand what you're saying in the sense of you got a chance to win more championships and you're going elsewhere to not win championships.
We kill guys for jumping ship to go play with great players.
Well, that's
to go
what
win
I'm
titles.
Getting to. This is what I'm getting
He's
to.
He's already got it.
Now, you don't kill people for that.
Correct.
And that's why I don't have a problem with it. But a lot of the people that do get upset when LeBron James chases rings to Miami or chases rings to Cleveland or when Kevin Durant joins the Golden State Warriors are also upset that Kyrie Irving is doing this. And I don't see how you can be upset at both, because these are the antithesis of one another, essentially. You've got a guy in Kyrie Irving who can very easily just play with LeBron and get a chance at the finals every single year and have a chance to win a ring every single year. And his star, by the way, has risen immensely, not just by playing with LeBron.
Because of that, what he did in the finals.
In the playoffs, in the finals, the big shot to beat Golden State in Game 7 two seasons ago. If you play on those stages, you make more money, you get more deals outside of basketball, you become more popular. There's a lot of good that comes with that even as a second fiddle player. But if you're mad when Kevin Durant signs with Golden State because he took the, quote, easy way out, and you're mad when LeBron signs with Cleveland because he, quote, takes the easy way out, you can't also then be mad when Kyrie Irving leaves Cleveland to go play for any of these other teams. Because even if he goes to San Antonio, a terrific team, that's a worse chance to win the championship in the next couple seasons than staying in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
You get to play in the finals if you stay in Cleveland. You very likely won't get to play in the finals if you go to San Antonio. And that's the best of those teams. You go to Minnesota, good luck. I mean, that's an up-and-coming, very talented team.
I like them. You're
probably
beating Golden
my
State.
Favorite team to watch in basketball this year on paper.
Yeah,
that is not a team that's beating Golden State. You go to Miami, again, up and coming, you're nowhere near what Cleveland is. You go to the Knicks, that's a disaster of epic proportions. That hasn't been good in years and years and years. So the idea that he's leaving and doing anything other than taking a much harder road to get back to the championship, I don't see how people could say he's selfish, he's a jerk, he's a loser, but then also get upset at Kevin Durant and LeBron James.
Right.
You have to be okay with one of these two because they're the opposites. Let's get people's thoughts on what Kyrie's doing, though, and were you blindsided and shocked, or did you see it coming? 800-636-1067. Also, we'll answer this next. How do you think this ends? Grant and Danny on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.